A coalition of citizen activist groups, including Citizen Action and the Working Families Party, used the call as a platform to state their case for establishing a public financing system for New York state elections. On their side, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, a Democrat and former longtime assemblyman.
The reality is too many of our best and brightest potential candidates feel closed out with this kind of a system. They don't even choose to participate in the electoral system. And they are essentially locked out because the current system rewards the deep pockets and excludes those with more modest means who might otherwise make a great difference if they would choose to run for office. Having gone through a statewide election myself as someone who is not a self-funder, my opponent was able to spend twice as much as I was able to. It still worked out for me, but more often than not, it's the candidate with the larger campaign purse that does prevail just because of the influence of money. Too often, certainly, we know our recent history in New York.
DiNapoli added that fair elections is fair game for the Moreland Commission, formed by Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Eric Schneiderman to uncover corruption among public officials.
Certainly, this should be a solution that Moreland could recommend as we head to the start of a new legislative session.
DiNapoli conceded that rolling out a statewide public financing system would be costly.
I've seen the reliable studies that have indicated that the annualized cost of having the kinds of elections to be publicly financed, as we're talking about, would be anywhere between $26 and $41 million. Again, depending on how many people would choose to participate and how many offices would be included in that. So to me, in the context of a multi-billion dollar budget, spending $20 or $30 million, even $40 million, that's really a very, very small investment with a tremendous payback.
New York City Comptroller-elect Scott Stringer was also on the call. He attributed his successful campaign, including a tight primary against former Governor Eliot Spitzer, to the Big Apple's small donor matching system.
The campaign finance program, after I was successful in the Democratic primary, I was running against a candidate who didn't really have the ability to raise any money, and I was still eligible for campaign matching funds. And I just want to tell everybody that we're returning that money back to the system because we didn't need it. And we can actually create a system where candidates can buy in very competitive elections using public money. But when you don't need that money, you give it back so that someone else can use it, other candidates can use it. This is a system that should be the model for the country. But in order for this to be the model of a country, we also have to recognize that we've got to pass it in New York State. If we pass it in New York State, we will pass it around the country and change politics for the better.
Stringer says his defeat of Spitzer exemplifies why public financing works. Advocates would like to see the system in place in time for the 2014 elections. Susan Lerner is executive director of Common Cause New York.
Properly calibrated public financing of elections encourages good people with real community backing to run. It makes a difference.
Lerner and fellow call organizers are hopeful that a grassroots groundswell of support will propel public financing through Albany, transitioning the capital city into a new Albany, where elections will be more competitive and candidates more accountable. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.